Blog Talk Radio.
And he said, it is the right thing that I do in my church.
Yes, ma'am.
Raise up the tribe of Jacob.
Raise up the tribe of Jacob, right?
Yes, Jacob.
Yes.
To restore the service of Israel, I will also give him for a life to be, I said, to the northern tribe.
They said that, he was going to be a light to the Gentiles, right? Thou mayest be my servant to the end of the earth. I just want to see if we can get a name. Let's try to see if we can get a name to go along with this. Now, your God. You got to make you listen to orders. Know what you're bringing out.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, your God,
understand. It's what he is.
You got to make it plain. That's all. Make it plain.
Thank you, got to tell what I was coming from there.
Let's run to Matthew chapter 4. Let's see how we can pull this out. The book of Matthew chapter 4 right quick. So say he didn't speak. Let's look at Matthew chapter 4. All right. Matthew 4. Let's pick it up at 13. Let's see how we read this. 13 to 16. Matthew 4, 13 to 16. Now, let's see how to tie in right here. Matthew 4, 13 to 16. The Amen speak to the Lord.
Matthew chapter 4, verse 13 to 16.
And leaving Nazareth.
He came and dwelled in
Capernaum,
which is upon the seacoast.
The borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. Now, Zebulun and Naphtali is part of what nation? A part of the Northern Kingdom. So this message is sent to Zebulun and Naphtali, right? Verse number 14, what are we working at?
Verse 14. That it might be fulfilled, this was spoken by
Isaiah saying what?
Verse 15.
The land of Zebulun.
And the land of Naphtali.
Go ahead.
By the way of the sea.
Beyond
Jordan. Galilee of the
Gentiles. Now, these Gentiles, my name is Zebulun and Naphtali. Northern kingdom, right? Verse 16, what did he say? So the one that received it light was these Gentiles.
Yeah.
And their name is the Northern Kingdom, Zebulun and Naphtali, right?
Okay.
Go ahead. And to them?
And to them we sat in the great region and shadow of death, light
has sprung up. So these Gentiles were the northern tribe of Israel, right? So this is how we got to just make it plain. Let's see if we...
If you don't go to Israel, you can't say the northern tribe, right? Well,
Zebulun and Naphtali is part of which kingdom? The northern tribe, right?
Yeah, but you got to say... If I'm going to get to Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar, I got to be Babylon and Nebuchadnezzar. I can't be the whole
If you can break it down, you can. If you can break it down, mother, you can go with the whole 10 tribes.
Yeah, if I can break it down. But this is what we got to go back to Acts 13:32. And then that tells you what I was telling
right? But Zebulun and Naphtali is part of which kingdom?
They're part of the northern kingdom.
All right, so this message is sent to
The northern kingdom,
right? Mm-hmm. All right, let's just get back over what we were on. Okay. Anybody got it? You got another precept, Mother Z?
Acts 28:28.
Let's see what we're working with. Acts 28:28. Hold on, Mother, let everybody get there. Now be a little patient. Let him get there. Acts 28:28. Let's see what we're working with.
Acts 28:28. Be it known, therefore, unto you that the salvation of Yahweh is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it.
So we got name there, or it's just talking to Gentiles?
It's just talking to Gentiles.
So all we can get out of that is Gentiles.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I understand. That's what I was just talking about. So it's
something
about Gentile
and Israel. So we gotta just make it plain who this conversation is for.
Okay. It's for the Gentile and Israel.
Oh, Israel. Let's run to another witness. Let's run to St. John. St. John chapter 7. Mother Israel is Eroy. Let's get that. Verse number 33 and 35. St. John chapter 7. Verse 33 and 35. Mother Israel, see you. 33 through
35.
Yes, ma'am.
St. John chapter 7. Verse 33 through 35.
Uh-huh.
33.
Yes, ma'am.
35.
St. John chapter 7, 33 through 35, Mother Israel.
Okay, St. John chapter 7, verse
33
to 35.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 33.
Yes, ma'am.
Then said Yahweh the Lord of the Gents, "This is your word, and I with
you." Mm-hmm.
And then I go unto him that sent me.
Please.
You shall
speak me. You say you're gonna speak me?
And shall find me.
Go ahead.
And where I am, that you cannot come.
Now let's see how they break it down in verse 35.
Mm-hmm. It says Judah.
Well, this conversation is Yahweh Judah making a statement, right?
The southern king.
Go ahead.
Among themselves.
What did they say?
Whether will he go?
Go ahead.
That we shall not find him.
Mm-hmm.
Will he go unto the first among the Gentiles and keep the Gentiles?
Well, he said, will he go to the dispersed, right? Mm-hmm. Among the Gentiles and do what? Now, who is the dispersed that is among the Gentiles? Who is the dispersed that is among the Gentiles? Such as Isaiah chapter 11. Let's see if we can get it on the tape. Isaiah chapter 11, Mother Z is going to see you right. But this is how you break it down and make it plain. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12 and 13. Mother Z is going to see you right. And then we're going to go get back into the lesson. Isaiah chapter 11, verse number 12 and verse number 13.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12, verse 13.
What did it say?
and he shall set up an ensign of the nation.
For the nation? Come on.
For the nation, and shall assemble the outcast of Israel.
So he's going to assemble the outcast of Israel and do what?
And gather together the dispersed of Yahweh's Judah from the four corners of the earth.
Now, that makes it just plain and simple. The dispersed is Yahweh's Judah and Israel, right? Let's try to James 1:1. Book of James 1:1. Book of James chapter 1 verse 1 to Amen. Previous to you, brothers. James chapter 1 verse 1.
James chapter 1 verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
James, a servant of Yahweh the Father and of Yahweh the Son.
So the one that then dispersed, gathered abroad is the 12 tribes, right? 1 Peter 1, verse 1, Mother Israel. But all this good information is how you break down who these Gentiles is, right? 1 Peter 1, verse 1, Mother Israel. 1 Peter 1, verse number 1. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And the apostle of Yahweh's son,
Bethania. Verse number 2. Who is this?
He lays according to the full knowledge of Yahweh the Father.
Now that we got another clue. These that have been scattered is the elect, right? And who is that? This is how we make it plain who these Gentiles that are being gathered. Who are the elect now? So this is how we put the name on the table, right? Isaiah 44, I believe I'm looking for. Isaiah 44. Who is the elect? Is it 44, 41? Which one is it?
Isaiah 44.
I thought it was 44, maybe 45. Isaiah 45, verse 4. Who are these elect? Isaiah 45, verse 4. Isaiah 45, verse 4, Mother Z Israel of Seed Royal.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 4. For Jacob, Israel. For Jacob, Israel, my servant, say, I, Israel, my elect,
Jacob, my servant, say, and Israel. And Israel is my elect, right?
And Israel is my elect.
We got what we need. Isaiah 65, 9, Mother Z Israel. All we're looking for is who is his elect. And then we can move on down the road. Isaiah 65, 9. Book of Isaiah 65, verse number 9. Mother Z Israel of Seed Royal.
Isaiah 65, verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will bring forth a seed out of Jacob, Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Inheritor
of my mountain. An inheritor of my mountain.
An inheritor of my mountain.
My mountain?
My mountain.
Uh-huh.
And My elect shall inherit it, and my servants shall dwell there.
So Yahweh's elect is the 12 tribe of Israel, right? Let's get back to that Isaiah 49, Mother E. Isaiah 49, verse 6. So we get all that information, all that ammunition to work with there. Isaiah 49, verse number 6. Mother E. Israel of Seed Royal. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Let's get back to that. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Isaiah 49, verse 6. Mother Israel.
Isaiah chapter
49,
verse 6. Mm-hmm. And he said, it is a glad thing that thou should receive my servant.
Uh-huh.
To raise up the tribe of
Jacob, whose name
retains Israel.
Go ahead.
And to restore the preservers of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
I will also...
Hold on. And to restore the preserve. Now let's see who was preserved. Who was the preserve of Israel? Who was the preserve of Israel? Let's try to do a 2 Kings right quick. Just A, B, P, B. Brother T. Israel, I see you, Roy. Hallelujah. Well, brother. All right. Who was the preserve? Who was preserved? Who was left intact? In other words, the book of Isaiah. 2 Kings, Sister A.B. P.B. of C. Royce. Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 17. Let's look at verse number 13. Verse number 16, 18 through 20. That's 18 and 19. Because 2 Kings 17, verse 13, 16, 18 and 19. Who was left intact? The preserve of Israel. Who was that? 2 Kings 17, 13, 16, 18, and 19.
17, chapter 17, verse 13, 16, 18, and 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Yahweh testified against Israel.
Mm-hmm.
So
we got Northern Kingdom and Southern Kingdom, right? Yahweh testified against Israel and Yahdai Judah. Come on.
By all the seers.
By all the seers saying what?
Saying, turn you from your evil ways.
Turn you from your evil ways. Come on.
And keep my instructions.
Come on.
And my statutes,
mm-hmm.
according to all the former instructions which I command your father, and which I sent to you by my servant the seer.
Verse 16. Yes, ma'am. What was going on?
And they left all the former instructions of Yahweh, their Yahweh,
uh-huh.
and made them molten images.
Go ahead.
Even two calves.
Made
a
robe, mm-hmm.
worship all the hosts of heaven, and serve Baal.
So they began to serve the devil, right?
Yes.
Verse number 18, come on.
Verse 18.
Go ahead.
Therefore, Yahweh was very angry with Israel,
mm-hmm.
and removed them out of his sight.
Now he removed Israel, that's Northern Kingdom, right?
18.
Out of his sight, and go ahead.
There was none left. But the tribe of Yahdai, Judah, the southern kingdom.
So the only one that was preserved, right, that left intact was who?
Yahdai,
Judah. That's how we precept the book, right? Isaiah 49, verse 6. So the only one that was left was Yahdai, Judah, southern kingdom, right? Isaiah 49, verse 6, Mother E. Israel of Seed Royal.
Isaiah chapter 49, verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
49:6.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said,
what did he say?
It is a light thing. It is a light thing that thou shouldest in my service.
Mm-hmm.
To raise up the tribe of Jacob, whose name is changed to Israel. And to restore the preserve of Israel.
To restore the preserve of Israel, go ahead.
I will also give thee for a light to be justified.
Go ahead.
That thou may be my salvation unto the end of the earth.
So he said that I'm going to give you a light, right, to the Gentiles, that might it be my service, that I may it be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Okay. So let's run to a question.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
I shouldn't put Gentiles in that, right?
Yeah, you can if you can bag it up. But
no, because it's okay.
You gotta be able to. You gotta be able to bag up what you say.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is a nation, right? Because I read
something
about Israel, the life.
Well, we just dealing with this word Gentile, so we rolling with it right now, Mother.
Yeah, but
we gonna break it down. That's what we gonna do.
The question I'm asking.
I'm giving you your answer.
Okay.
Gentile is what I needed right there, Mother.
Oh, okay then.
I needed that word Gentile on the table.
Okay.
And we had to break it down to prove that it's referring to the nation, though, right? We had to run and break that down, wouldn't we? When we had to break that down, Mother Eve?
We had to break that down. But the question I asked, I couldn't, what it
means. I said, if you can break it down, if you can break it down, yeah, put it down. If you can't break it down, then now you have to let it be, right? Let's look at Isaiah 42. Let's follow up on this. Book of Isaiah 42. Mother Israel, see you, Roy. Isaiah 42, let's look at verse number 1 through 7. Isaiah 42, verse 1 through 7. Look at Isaiah 42, verse number 1 through 7. Let's follow up on it since we might as well try to bring it out. Isaiah 42, 1 through 7, Mother Israel, the seed royal.
Okay. I
see.
Isaiah 42.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
Behold my servant, whom I uphold.
Now, who is this servant referring to?
Israel.
No, who is this servant? We read in Isaiah 49. Who is this servant?
Jacob.
Who is this servant? We read in Isaiah 49. Let's go back and read it. Isaiah 49. Go back and read it. Isaiah 49, verse 1, 2, and 3. Isaiah 49, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Isaiah 49, verse 1. Listen, O Isaac, and hearken, ye people from of earth.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh has called me from the womb.
But Yahweh called me from the womb to do what?
From the bowels of my mother. Of my mother. As he made me mention of my name.
Mm-hmm. Verse 2.
Mm-hmm. He has made my mouth like a sharp sword.
Go ahead.
In the shadow of his hand as he hid me. And made me a polished staff.
Mm-hmm.
And his children as he hid me.
Verse 3.
And said unto me,
what did he say?
My servant, O Israel.
In whom what?
In whom I made you.
in whom I will be honored. In whom? Verse number three. Verse number three, come out.
And said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be honored.
So who is this? Israel. Who is this servant?
Israel.
Israel. Is your servant.
It
who is it? Who the one that gave honor to the Father, though? Front to St. John 17. Let's see, who is that by name here, Mother E? St. John 17. Mm-hmm. Let's pick it up at verse number one. Now, who is this Israel pointed to? Is it pointed to the 12 tribes of who, Mother E? St. John 17. Pick it up at 1 through 4. St. John 17, 1 through 4. Look at St. John, chapter 17, Mother Israel, verse number 1 through 4.
St. John, chapter 17, verse 1 through 4.
Mm-hmm.
These words did Yahweh the Son and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said,
what did he say?
Father,
mm-hmm.
The hour is come.
Go ahead.
Glorify thy Son.
Honor your Son. Go ahead.
Honor your Son, that your Son also may honor thee.
So who honored the Father? So this Israel is not the 12 tribes. This Israel is Yahweh the Son, right? Verse number two. Verse number two, come on. Mm-hmm.
And I have given him power.
That gave him power, go ahead. Over what? Now he didn't give Israel power over her first yet, have it? So this is talking about, this Israel is Yahweh the Son. Go ahead, read on that.
He could give eternal life to him. Many as
thou hast
given me.
Verse 3. Yes, ma'am.
And this is life eternal.
Mm-hmm.
That they might know me. The honor to Yahweh,
uh-huh.
The Father, and Yahweh the Son, thou hast made. Verse 4.
Go ahead.
I have glorified thee.
I have honored you.
I have honored you on the earth.
Go ahead.
I have finished the work.
So the one that was given the work to bring Israel again was Yahweh the Son, right? That's why in the book of Numbers, what did he say to Moses and Aaron, mother of the Israel? In Numbers chapter 6, 22 through 27. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 through 27. Mother of Israel, see Roy. What did he say in the book of Numbers 6, verse 22 through 27?
Numbers 6, verse 22 through 27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh.
And this water that...
Numbers 6, verse 22 through 27.
Numbers 6, verse 22
through
27.
Mm-hmm.
This is number 6. And this
number 6,
Yahweh.
22 through 27.
Oh, I'm looking at 60 over there, and I was reading 5 times. Number
6,
22 and 27.
Okay. Now listen to the conversation here. Listen to what Yahweh
got to
say.
Number chapter 6, verse 22 to 27.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 22. And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying.
So Yahweh is talking to Moses. Now what Yahweh is talking to Moses?
Yahweh the Son.
Yahweh the Son, right? And we can prove that, can't we?
Right.
Verse 23, come on.
Verse
23. Hold on, Mother V, let's go ahead and prove it, because I know somebody said prove that. Let's go to St. John, Sister Amen, Phoebe, C. Royal. St. John 5, 37. St. John 5, 37. St. John 5:37. That's why we got to be able to precept, right? That's how we get understanding, right? Through your precept, we get understanding. St. John 5, verse 37. Sister A.B. Phoebe, Phoebe Royce.
John chapter 5, verse 37.
Mm-hmm.
And the Father himself, which has sent me.
Go ahead.
Sent me. Have borne witness of me.
Mm-hmm.
You have not neither heard his voice at any time nor seen his shape.
One thing we know. You ain't never heard the Father's voice nor seen his shape, right?
Right.
St. John 1, 18, Sister A.B. and CBC Royal. St. John 1, verse 18, what it say? St. John 1, verse number 18.
John chapter 1, verse
18. Mm-hmm.
No man has seen the Father at any time.
No man, no woman has seen the Father at any time. Go ahead.
The only begotten which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
So the one that declared the Father is who? Yahweh the Son. So when we go over in Numbers chapter 6, 22, we know who's talking to Moses. Ain't that right?
Right.
Numbers 6, 22. Now let's see what Yahweh the Son said to Moses, right? What did he say?
Numbers 6. 22 down to
27. Yes, ma'am.
Verse 22.
Mm-hmm.
And the Yahweh spoke unto Moses, saying.
What did he say?
23. Speak unto Aaron and unto his sons, saying.
Saying what?
On this wise, he shall bless the children, family of Israel, saying unto them.
Saying unto them what?
Verse 24.
Mm-hmm.
Then.
The Yahweh.
Then
the Yahweh
bless you and keep you.
Go ahead.
25. Uh-huh. Yahweh make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you.
Go ahead.
26.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh
lifted up his countenance, his face.
Yahweh lifted up his countenance. Upon you
and give you peace. What else you got to do here in verse
27?
And they what?
And they shall put my name upon the children's family of Israel, and I will bless them.
So whose name is Israel? Now he said you're going to put my name on Israel, right?
Right.
So whose name is that?
Yahweh
the Son. Isaiah 43, verse 1. Sister A.B. and Phoebe C. Royal. Isaiah 43, verse 1. Look at Isaiah 43, verse 1. Sister A.B. and Phoebe C. Royal. Isaiah 43, verse number 1. Mm-hmm. But now thus saith Yahweh,
that created you, Jacob,
who
have formed you.
Oh, Israel.
Oh, Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
So we became his by him giving us what?
His name,
right? 2 Kings, or the Israel of the Sea Royal. 2 Kings chapter 17. 2 Kings chapter 17, Mother Israel of the Sea Royal. And let's look at verse number 34. 2 Kings 17, verse 34. So the name Israel just didn't come out of the thin cloud, right? Somebody gave us that name. And the one that bared that name was Yahweh the Son, right?
Right.
I mean, 2 Kings 17, 34, Mother Israel the Sea Royal.
2 Kings 17, verse 34.
Mm-hmm.
Unto this day, They do have this defilement.
Go ahead.
They fear not Yahweh.
Neither
do they after their sadness.
Or
after their hardness.
Go ahead.
Or after the children's justice and commandment, which the Yahweh commanded the children, the family of Israel.
Go ahead.
Israel.
So he the one that put the name on Israel. So the one in Isaiah 49, this servant is Yahweh the son, whose name was Israel, right? Isaiah 49 verse 6. Let's go and get back there. Isaiah 49 verse 6. But we find out he was given a job to do, right? His job was to bring Israel again, right, to him. Isaiah 49 verse 6, Mother E. Israel of C. Royce.
Isaiah
49
verse 6. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldst be my servant to raise up the tribe of Israel.
The tribe of Israel? Come on.
And to restore the deserted of Israel.
Good.
I will also give thee for a life to the Gentiles that thou mayest use my salvation unto the end of the earth.
Now he said the preserved of Israel, right? We found out that when he took down the 10 northern tribes in one butt, Yahdah Judah and those under that banner that was left, right? But let's see what happened when he took down. We read that in 2 Kings 17, right? All right. Amen. Phoebe, what's your question? Is it online with what we on? Or are you going offline? Isaiah 43 verse 7. What's in Isaiah 43 verse 7 that we are on?
Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him by my honor, I have formed him, yes, I have made him.
So what is the question?
The question is, he's talking about Yahweh's son.
And now that's referring to 12 tribes of Israel, right? Everyone that is called by my name, right? So that the one that was called by his name was the 12 tribes of Israel, right? So let's get back on this. Now let's see who was preserved. When Yahweh took down the 12 tribes of Israel, let's see what happened here in the book of Ezekiel 21, Mother Z Israel. Ezekiel 21, and let's pick it up at verse number 1. Ezekiel 21, verse 1, and let's read 1 through 5. Ezekiel 21, 1 through 5, Mother Z, Israel of C. Roy. Ezekiel 21, 1 through 5, Mother Z, Israel of C. Roy.
Ezekiel, chapter 21, verse 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1. And the words of the Yahweh came unto me, saying
what?
Son of man. Set thy face towards Yahda Judah.
And drop
my words towards the righteous place.
Drop my word toward the righteous place. Come on.
And prophesy against the land of Israel.
Now, you know he ain't prophesying to no land, right?
Right.
He's prophesying to the Israelites, ain't that right?
Right.
Come on.
And say to the land.
Verse number 3. And say to the land of Israel what?
And say to the land of Israel, thus said the Yahweh.
Thus say Yahweh. Go ahead.
Behold, I am angry.
I'm against you.
I am against
you. Yeah, he's angry too, Brother Z. I'm against you, and will do what?
I am against you, and will draw forth my sword out of his
yeah. Out of his feet. Yeah. And we'll do what?
And we'll cut off from you the righteousness, righteousness and
the righteous.
The righteous and the wicked.
He said, I'm gonna cut off the righteous and the wicked, right?
Right.
Verse number four, come on.
Verse four.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing then that I will cut off from you the righteousness and
the righteous
and the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore shall my sword go forth out of his
sheath
against all flesh.
From where?
From the south.
From the south
to the north.
Now who in the south?
Yahweh.
Who in the north?
Israel.
The northern tribe, right?
Oh,
verse number five, come on.
Verse five.
Uh-huh.
That all flesh may know that I, the Yahweh, have drawn forth my sword out of his mouth.
Out of his seat. Mm-hmm.
It shall not return anymore.
So Yahweh program is in motion, right?
Right.
He said, I'm going to take down the righteous along with the wicked.
Right.
Now let's see if we can run to Isaiah right quick. Isaiah 46. Let's say A, B, C, B, C, Roy. Let's see if we can see Yahweh's program in motion. Isaiah 46, verse 9 and 10. Let's say A, B, C, B. What did Yahweh do? Isaiah 49, verse 9 and 10. Let's see what Yahweh is up to. Isaiah 46. Verse number 9 and 10, Sister Amen, Phoebe, and C. Roy.
Isaiah chapter 46, verse 9 and 10.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Remember the former things of old.
Good.
For I am Yahweh.
Uh-huh.
And there is none else.
Good.
I am Yahweh, and there is none like me.
Doing what?
Verse
10. Mm-hmm.
Declaring the end from the beginning.
So Yahweh declared the end from the beginning, right? So the story is told. We just got to get in line with the story of Yahweh. Get in our position, right?
Right.
He declared the end from the beginning. Go ahead.
And from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying.
Saying what?
My counsel shall stand.
Mm-hmm.
And I will do all my flesh.
He said, my counsel gonna stand. Everything I say is going to go down, is going to go down, right?
Right.
So let's see if we can pinpoint, why did Yahweh take down the righteous along with the wicked, Mother Eve? Let's see if we can look at that right quick in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 12. Let's see what his plan was, Mother Eve Israel. Yahweh had a plan. He called her in from the beginning, right? So ain't nothing slipped up on him, right? Let's see, why did he take down the righteous along with the wicked in Ezekiel chapter 12? Mother Israel, verse number 1 and 2, 8 through 9, verse 11, 15 and 16. Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, 8 through 9, 11, 15 and 16. Mother Israel, let's see, Roy. Let's see what's going on here, Mother
Ezekiel chapter 12. Verses 1 through
2, mm-hmm. 8
to 9, 11, 15 to 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Look at chapter 12, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
Word of the Yahweh also come unto me, saying.
Saying what?
Verse 2.
Mm-hmm.
Son of man.
Go ahead.
Thou dwellest in the midst of rebellious families.
He said, look here. Ezekiel the seer. You dwell in the midst of a rebellious family, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Which have eyes to see,
mm-hmm.
and see not.
You mean they got eyes to see it, but they see not, right? Go ahead.
They have ears to hear.
Come on.
And hear not.
For what?
For they are a rebellious family.
Verse number.
Verse,
come on with it.
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And in the morning and in the morning from the wood.
Can the word of Yahweh?
The word of Yahweh unto me say.
Say what?
Verse 9.
Yes, ma'am.
Son of man.
Son of man.
And not the family of Israel, the rebellious family, said unto thee, what do
you say? Now he says, son of man, Ezekiel the seer, right?
Right.
He said, I have not the family of Israel, that rebellious family, said unto you, what you up to, right?
Yeah.
Verse number 11, what do you say?
Mm-hmm. Say, I am your sign.
Say, I am your sign. Go ahead.
Like as I have done,
mm-hmm.
so shall it be done unto them.
What's going to happen?
They shall remove and go into captivity.
He said, look here. They're going to be removed, right? And go into captivity. Ain't going to be no voluntarily thing on Israel. You ain't going to, you know, they try to say now in the United States history, they say that you weren't taken nowhere. You are migrated. That's what they say. Is that what they saying? But Yahweh said you're going to be removed and go into captivity.
Right.
Let's see what happened in verse 15 to 16.
Verse 15.
Mm-hmm. And they?
And they shall know that I am Yahweh when I shall scatter them among the nations.
So Israel is going to be scattered, right? Among the nations, go ahead.
And dispersed them in the country.
Now we know exactly who was dispersed and scattered, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 16, now listen to what Yahweh is saying.
Verse 16. But I will lead a few men of them from before.
He said, look here. I got a plan in motion, right? I'm going to leave a few from the sword. Go ahead.
From the family.
From the family? Come on.
From the family.
That they might what?
That they might declare all of their abominations.
Where?
Among the nations.
Go ahead.
Whether they come and they shall know that I am Yahweh.
So Yahweh's plan was to lead some with this understanding, right? Mother Z Israel of Seroy, it's right to Romans. The book of Romans, right quick. Mother Z Israel. The book of Romans, chapter 11.
Romans.
Book of Romans, chapter 11.
Romans, chapter 11.
Let's take a look at verse 1 through 5.
Romans
chapter 11, 1 through 5.
Romans chapter 11, verse 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
I said then, as Yahweh cast away his people.
Now Paul is talking to a group of people over in Rome, right? He said, now I say then, as Yahweh cast away his people, go ahead.
Cast away his people. Yahweh forbid.
He said, Yahweh forbid. That means no. For what?
Well, I also am an Israelite.
Go ahead.
From the seed of Abraham.
Of the seed of Abraham. Go ahead.
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
Verse number 2.
Verse 2.
Come on.
Yahweh has not cast away his people.
Mm-hmm.
Which he foreknow.
Would he not
that.
What the scripture? What the scripture?
What the scripture said for Elijah.
Of Elijah.
Of Elijah.
How what?
How he made
intercession.
Intercession to Yahweh against Israel.
Saying what?
Verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yahweh, you have.
They have.
Yahweh, they have.
Killed.
Killed the seals.
They killed the seals. Come on.
And.
Dig down. Yahweh be with you, Mother D.F. of Israel, of Seed Roy. They have killed your seers. They dig down your altars and what?
Your altars, and I am left also.
And I am left alone.
And I am left alone.
And what?
You.
And they.
And they see my life.
Verse number 4. Come on.
Verse 4. But what says the answer?
What says the answer
of Yahweh unto him.
What did he say?
I have reserved.
Hold on. He got what?
I have reserved.
Now, remember that word preserve? Yahweh say, I have reserved what?
To myself.
Go ahead.
Servant.
7,000 men. Go ahead,
Brother
Z. Who has not bowed their knees to the
image
of Baal. Verse number 5.
Even so then, at this present time,
what?
Even so then, at this present time, also,
that there is a remnant.
There is a remnant according to the elect.
The election.
Election of the covenant.
Of great of mercy. So he said, even at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election. So Yahweh had him somebody with the understanding in every generation. That's why he took down the righteous with the wicked, right? Right to Ezekiel chapter 6. Book of Ezekiel chapter 6. Mother Israel, C. Roy. Look at Ezekiel chapter 6 right quick. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. Ezekiel 6, verse 1 and 2. 8 through 10. Mother Israel of C. Roy. So Yahweh called the end from the beginning, right? This program is already intact. He laid it out from the beginning. Ezekiel 6, verse number 1 and 2, 8 through 10. Mother Israel, the seed royal, what are we working with here?
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, verse 8 through 10.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And the word of Yahweh come unto me, saying.
Saying what?
Son of man. Set
your face toward the leadership of Israel and do what?
And prophesy against them.
Verse 8. Listen to what Yahweh say now. His program is in motion. Verse 8.
Ezekiel chapter
6,
verse
8. Mm-hmm.
Give me a remnant.
He said, I'm going to leave a remnant, right?
Yes.
Go ahead.
That you may have some that shall escape before.
Go ahead.
Among the nations.
He said, when you scattered among the nations, there's going to be some that I'm going to leave from the sword, right?
Right.
When they scattered among the nations, when you shall be what?
When you shall be scattered.
Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
What are they going to do?
They that escape of you to remember me among the nations.
So he said, some is going to keep this understanding, right? They're going to remember me among the nations. Go ahead.
Well, they shall be
carried. Yes. Go ahead.
Because I am broken,
prepared,
horse mine, which has departed from me.
Go ahead.
And
will
tear
eyes. Go ahead.
Which bore a horn after their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And they shall
know
themselves for the evil which they have committed in all their abominations.
Verse 10.
Uh-huh. And they shall know that I am the Yahweh and that I have not said in vain. That I will do this evil unto you.
So Yahweh say, my program is going to go forth. Is that right? Back to the book of Proverbs, chapter 19. Mother Z Israel of Sea Royal. Yahweh say, he called the end from the beginning. So this program is going to go forth. Proverbs 19, Mother Z Israel of Sea Royal. And let's look at Proverbs 19, verse 20 and 21. Mother Z, Israel of C. Royal. Proverbs 19, verse 20 and 21.
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 and 21.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Hear counsel. counsel and receive instruction.
So he said, hear counsel and receive instruction. That what?
That thou might be wise in
that,
in your latter end.
And we're in our latter end, right? We're at the end of the train. We at the end of the journey. Verse 21. Come on.
Verse
21. Mm-hmm.
There are many. There are many devices in a man or woman's mind.
He said, man and woman got a whole lot of things. They cook up, right?
Right.
But what? Nevertheless, what?
Nevertheless, the counsel of the Yahweh that shall stand.
But what's going to be on the table is Yahweh's program, right?
Right.
And he called it in from the beginning. And he said, I left some from the sword that they might remember me among the nations. Ain't that right? The book of Jeremiah. Mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy. Let's find Jeremiah chapter 3 right quick. Look at Jeremiah chapter 3. And let's pick it up at 1 and 2, 6 to 12. Jeremiah chapter 3. Mother D.F. Israel of C. Roy. Verse number 1 and 2. Verse number 6 to 12. What's going on with this? Verse number 1 and 2. Verse 6 through 12. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 6 through 12, Mother G of Israel, of C. Roy. Mm-hmm.
They say if a man took away his wife and she drove from him to become another man, you know,
now, that's a good question, right? He said, they say, if a man put away his wife, and she go from him and become another man. So who is the wife of Yahweh? Who is that? That we can precept. Who is Yahweh's wife? That we can read. Who is this wife that we can read? Who is this wife? Is it Isaiah somewhere? What about 54? Is it Isaiah 54, Mother Z? If we can read it in Isaiah 54.
That might be it.
That might be it. Mother Israel, Isaiah 54. Verse number 5 and 6. Isaiah 54, verse 5 and 6. Who is the wife he's talking about here? Isaiah 54, verse 5 and 6. Isaiah 54, verse 5 and 6. Mother
Isaiah
Israel of C. Roy.
54, verse 5 and verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
For my maker is thine husband.
For my maker, for your maker is your husband, right? Come on.
Yahweh of hosts is his name.
Yahweh of hosts, that's his name. Come on.
And their Redeemer, the righteous one of Israel,
go ahead.
The Yahweh of the whole earth, shall he be called.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6. But the Yahweh had called he as a woman forsaken and grieved in spirit.
Go ahead.
And a wife of youth, when thou was deceived, said the Yahweh.
So we find out who Yahweh's wife is. Let's see if we can get a second witness on the table. Mother Z. Israel of C. Royal. Turn to the book of Hosea. Let's see if we can get a second witness. Who is this woman, this wife, that we're reading about? Hosea. If I can find me some Hosea, Mother Z. Hosea, I believe we're looking for verse chapter 2. Let me peep at it right quick. Hosea chapter 2. Mother Z. Israel of C. Royal. Let's think of that 14 through 16 and verse number 19 and 20. Hosea chapter 2. Mother Z. Israel of C. Royal. Let's look at 14 through 16, 19 and 20. Proverbs chapter 2, 14, 16, 19, and 20. Who is this wife? We got to break it down. We got to precept it, right? We got to make it plain. Proverbs chapter 2, 14 through 16. 19 and 20.
Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Skip down to 19 and 20.
Yes, ma'am.
Hosea chapter 2, verse 14.
Now, Yahweh is talking to us, right?
Right.
This conversation is for the 12 tribes. If you know you Israel, pay attention to what he's saying now. Verse 14.
Verse 14.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, behold, I will
allure.
I will allure her,
mm-hmm,
and bring her into the wilderness.
Now, who are you going to bring into the wilderness? Yeah, we have to precept this book. Who is he bringing to the wilderness? Who is this he going to bring to the wilderness? We got to be able to precept. The book of Ezekiel chapter 20. Mother D. of Israel is seen royal. Who is coming to the wilderness? Who is bringing to the wilderness? Book of Ezekiel chapter 20. Let's pick it up at verse number 32 through 35. Mother D. of Israel is seen royal. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You say, look here, I know what's on your mind, Israel, right? You want to be like the 17 nations. And what they got going on, they serve wood and stone. Verse 33, come on. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
And I will bring you out from the city and will gather you out of the country wherein you are gathered.
Go ahead.
With a mighty hand and with a stretched out arm and the fury pulled out.
But we gather you, where you going to bring you to? 35.
And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I see
so we know who he gonna bring into the wilderness by name, right? Hosea chapter 2, Mother Z is real. Verse 14 and 16, 19 and 20. So we gotta be able to break this book down, right? As they say, to the common denominator. Hosea 2, 14, 16, 19 and 20. Mother Z is real.
Verses 14 through
16. Mm-hmm. And
verses 19
and 20.
Hosea chapter 2. Verses 14 through 16.
Yes, ma'am.
Verse 14. Uh-huh. Therefore, behold, I will alert her.
I will allure her.
Allure her.
We know that her is Israel, right?
Right.
And do what?
And bring her to the wilderness.
I'm going to bring Israel to the wilderness. Go ahead. And do what?
And speak
comfortable
unto her.
I'm going to speak comfortable unto her. Verse 15.
Verse 15.
Yes, ma'am.
And I will give her her vine.
Her vineyard.
A vineyard.
From this. Uh-huh.
And
the valley.
And the valley. Of
a door of hope. Go ahead. And she shall what?
And she shall
sing there
as in the day of her young youth.
And a day of her youth. As in what?
And in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt, political of Israel.
Verse number 16.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And it shall be at that day.
Now he say ain't going to be at that day what?
Said the Yahuwah.
Uh-huh.
That thus shall call me
Isha.
Isha. And shall call me no more Baal.
He said, you're going to call me Isha. And what do that word mean? Isha. That means my husband. Verse 19, come on. What are you going to do, Mother Z? Verse 19 and 20.
Okay, verse 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to do what?
Verse 19, I will grow.
I will be taught.
I will be taught you unto me forever.
He said, look here, I'm going to be taught. That means I'm going to marry you. Is that what that means? You're going to be my wife how long?
Forever.
Forever. Come on. Yay.
Forever. Yay. I will
betroth
you unto me in righteousness.
But according to the covenant now, you got to come back to me according to the covenant. And in judgment.
And in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy.
Verse number 20.
Verse 20. I will even betroth you unto me in
faithfulness
and thus shall know the Yahuwah.
So the one that is his wife by name is the 12 tribes of Israel, right? Jeremiah 3, Mother E. Israel, would you read that? Mother D. of Israel, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, 6 through 12. Jeremiah 3, verse 1 and 2, verse 6 through 12. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So we know this wife is pointing to the 12 tribes of Israel, right? The man put away, if Yahweh put away the 12 tribes of Israel and she go from him, go ahead.
And becomes another man.
Now, what is this other man that they became married to? As we read that they were going to serve wood and stone, right? In other words, they were going to leave Yahweh and start serving the devil, right? Come on, Mother dear. And become another man?
Yeah,
go ahead. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. Verse number 2. Uh-huh.
Lift up thy hands.
Lift up thy eyes. Uh-huh.
And see where thou hast not been
lain with. He said, now lift up your eyes and see where you haven't been lain with. Because everything the other 17 nations got going on, we want to jump into it. Ain't that right? Come on.
If in the ways have thou set for them as the away in the wilderness.
Now the two major camps that we always want to hook up with is these Arabians, right? And who is up under that wood thing? Christianity. So Islam and Christianity, we always hook up with, right? Go ahead, Mother D. of Israel.
And thou hast polluted the land with your whoredom.
With your whoredom.
And your whoredom.
Verse number 6.
Verse 6.
Go ahead.
Thou art there also unto me.
Mm-hmm. What did he say? Backslider. He said, now have you seen what the 10 northern tribes done done? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. And under every green tree.
Go ahead.
And there has
placed
the
heart. He said the 10 other tribes, they hooked up in all kind of mischievous things, right? Go ahead. Verse 7.
Uh-huh. And I said, after she has done all those things.
What? Now, Yahweh say, look here, after she done did all that, I still say, turn to me. Go ahead.
But she returned not.
Mm-hmm. What happened, Mother dear?
And her
second
sister,
Yahweh
Judah, saw.
He said, Yahweh Judah was looking at when I took down the 10 northern tribes, right?
Yeah.
Come on, what happened?
Verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw women for all the cause.
So backslide Israel committed adultery. That means she slipped out on her husband. Ain't that right?
Yes.
Come on.
I had put her away.
Mm-hmm.
And given her a given
work. Go ahead. What happened?
Yes, her
treacherous sister. He said, look here. That treacherous Dr. God Judah. What about her? Now, Yahweh Judah went in and she played the harlot also.
Mm-hmm.
And she seen what I did to her, the 10 northern tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Verse number 9, come on.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to pass through the likeness of your
whoredom. A
whoredom,
what?
That she defiled the man.
Go ahead.
And committed adultery.
With what?
With stone and with
stone. With Christianity and Islam, right?
Yes.
Verse 17, come on.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
And yet for all this.
Now, y'all gonna say, and yet for all this, what about it?
My treacherous
sister,
Yahweh
Judah,
said not turn unto me.
Go ahead.
With
all mine. Mm-hmm.
But
Fingerly. So he said, that old Yahweh Judah, she on the borderline, right? She lukewarm, ain't that right? Verse number 11, come on. Mm-hmm.
And Yahweh
what did he say?
The black
side
of Israel.
Go ahead.
Has justified
herself. Go ahead.
More than
now Yahweh got some names for us, don't he? That backslide Israel and that treacherous Judah. Rest of the story, what do you say? Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What say? Go ahead. Mm-hmm. So Yahweh, after all we done did to our Yahweh, right? He still say, come on back, baby. Come on back home. And on that note, we're going to bring in our brother. Brother T. Israel of C. Roy Bassett. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Brother Israel, Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Brother Luke chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour that you also say.
In the same hour,
yeah.
Yeah, let's see what this do, Miss.
Mr.
Yeah.
All right. There's no out of there, man. On the air now. You're on the air.
You said 137 is wrong.
You said 132.
144 and 172.
Yeah. You're bringing down what is righteousness. You're finding what righteousness is.
You break down what is righteousness. Okay, 142. 142. 172. Okay. All right, get
Run 6, 6. Right. That's my for 2 or 3 witnesses. The
Solomon, chapter 1, verse 1.
righteousness. He that be judge of the earth.
He said, he that be judge of the earth. Now, who's the judge of the earth now?
Mm.
Who's the judge? You can read. Who's the judge of the earth? You can read. What a judge. Definitely not Esau, not the judge of today. Second Chronicles, chapter 19.
Good hit there. Yahweh.
There you go. That's right.
Second Chronicles, chapter 19, verse 5 and 6. And he set judges in the land throughout all the fenced cities of Yahweh Judah, city by city. Verse 6. And said to the judges, take heed what you do, for you judge not for man, but for Yahweh, who is with you in the judgment.
Judges chapter 2. Right, let's pick up at 16. Book of Judges chapter 2, verse 16. Brothers in Israel.
Judges chapter 2, verse 16. Nevertheless, the Yahweh raised up judges, which delivered them out of the hands of those that fought them.
Yeah.
Okay. Verse 17.
And yet they went not hearken unto. They went and.
A whoring
after other false young waters,
yeah.
And bowed themselves unto them,
yeah.
They turned quickly out of the way which their fathers walked in obeying the Torah instructions of the Yahweh, but they did not so.
Okay. They want to prove those stuff in there, so you got to be like, prove that they would not, and, pretend them to prove those stuff in there. They prove stuff in their own entire book. Think that Israel's done away with, huh?
Yeah.
Paul told the dead and they passed away at least.
That's right.
And going through Jesus, okay. All right, did you read verse 18?
No, I didn't read 18.
Yeah, verse 18.
Verse 18. And when the Yahweh raised them up, then the Yahweh was with the judges and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judges. For it repented the Yahweh because of their groaning by reason of them that oppressed them and vexed them.
Okay, you said Yahweh was with the judge, right? Let's go to ask you a question. Hey, Yahweh was with the judge. You tell the kid, Yahweh was with the judge. Okay, to ask you an action. I'm going to ask real quick. Yahweh was with the judge. Second Chronicles 6:32. Okay, and the simplicity of mind, seek him. Okay, and how you seek, and how you seek Yahuwah. How you seek Yahuwah.
The mind, seek him. How you seek Yahuwah.